Well, good morning, everybody. My name's Karen, and I'm the Kids and Families Minister here. And I'm pretty excited to be here because I've got a prop. It's this awesome yellow suitcase that's in our attic. And it's one of the favourite things in my attic, actually, because it's just sort of old and dilapidated, and it's rather heavy today. So we're going to open this up in a minute. I was quite excited that we were doing Galatians today because one of my favourite verses is from our Bible reading today. And it says, it's going to come up on the screen, it says, "There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Now, this might seem to you like to be a bit of a funny verse to be my favourite, but let me tell you why. I love this verse because it tells us that anyone can be a follower of Jesus. It doesn't matter what you look like, or where you're from, or what your job is, or whether you're a boy or a girl, or short or tall, or have dark skin or pasty white skin like mine, you can all be part of God's family. And that's pretty reassuring. Now, today I'm going to tell you a story about one person who is part of the family of God. And it's a pretty incredible story about a man named Saul. Now, kids, you need to put your thinking caps on because we in Stax have been talking about Saul, and I'm wondering if anyone can remember who he was. Anyone know? Do you know Elijah? He was Paul, that's right. Ah, giving away my story already. So we're talking about Saul, who's in the New Testament, and he gets a new name, Paul, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Now, I've got some things in my suitcase to help us with the story of Saul this morning. And the first thing, I'm going to need someone big and strong. Who's big and strong? Emil, you're really big and strong. Can you come and hold up something for me? This is the first thing that helps us to know who Saul was. This is a really big book. And Emil, can you open it and have a look inside? Can you read anything in there?
Yeah. Really? Gibberish.
He's right. It's true. It's actually not gibberish. It's actually a Hebrew Old Testament. And this is the Bible that Saul would have been reading. So it's a bit funny. You can come and have a look at it later if you like. It's not actually our alphabet, which is why it looks a bit like gibberish. So Saul was a guy who loved this book. He knew this book inside out and back to front, and he could tell you what was in it. Now, what was in this book was a whole lot of rules. Now, kids, we've been talking about some rules, some laws that were in the Bible. Can anyone tell me what are some laws that we find in the Bible, or anybody else? Alicia? The Ten Commandments. So we've got love God, love your neighbour. Does anybody else know some other rules that we find in the Bible? Yep, there was God gave Adam and Eve a rule not to eat the fruit from the tree in the garden. And there was also some sort of funny rules in this book. Do you know one? Awesome. We watched this amazing video that told us that in this Old Testament, in our Old Testament, it tells us you can't eat bugs that swarm on the ground like ants, but you can eat bugs that fly in the air like locusts. So no ant eating. So Saul wouldn't have eaten any ants. So, and there was also some really funny ones about don't eat bacon and don't shave your beard. And so Saul's got a nice beard in that picture because he wasn't allowed to shave it because that was one of the rules in that book. Okay, well, so we've got Saul, and he was really proud of the fact that he could follow all the rules in this book. And he liked to tell other people how good he was at following all these rules. And he liked to make people feel a bit bad that they couldn't follow the rules as well as he could. So, now, anyway, moving on. So Saul hated two things more than anything else. He hated, now I might need someone else to come and hold this one for me. Rachel, do you want to come hold this one? He hated Jesus. So Jesus who died on the cross, he really didn't like him because he thought that Jesus broke all those rules and he wasn't too impressed about that. And the other thing he hated was people who liked Jesus. So Christians, people who followed Jesus. And what he would do is he would come and put them in chains. Alicia, would you like to come and be in chains for me? I was going to put Weihan in chains today because it's his last day. Chain him up to St. Alfred's, but I decided that we should let him go well. So he would put Christians in chains because he didn't like them. And because he was a pretty powerful sort of guy, he was allowed to do that. Anyway, so one of like his mission, he would go around to different places and lock up the Christians. Now, this is where the story of Saul gets pretty awesome, is that one day Saul met Jesus. And by this stage, Jesus had died on the cross, come back to life and gone up to heaven. So he wasn't a man on earth anymore. But Saul met Jesus. So he was walking along the road and this bright flashing light appeared, a bit like a sun, but a whole lot brighter than the sun. And he was blinded. So I needed someone to come and get blinded by the light. Tabitha, come and be blinded by the light. And Saul, when he was blind, he fell on the ground. Good one, Tabitha. And he heard this loud voice in the sky saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you fighting me?" And Saul, he was pretty scared, and he said, "Who are you?" Tabitha said, "Who are you?" Just if you didn't hear that. And the voice said, "I am Jesus. When you hurt my friends, you're hurting me too." Now, Saul was pretty terrified at this stage, and some people that were with him got him up and led him into the city. And they met a man named Ananias. And Ananias told him all about Jesus and the stories that we hear from the New Testament, which is part of our Bible today. And Saul was completely changed. He went from being this horrible, terrible sort of man who did awful things to people to being this amazing guy who followed Jesus with all his heart. And in fact, he was changed so much that they gave him a new name. As someone said before, they called him Paul. So Tabitha, do you want to stand up? You could take your blindfold off if you like. Would you like to be my Paul? There we go. So he got a new name. He was completely transformed by Jesus. And we've talked at Stacks about how people can be completely changed when they meet Jesus. It doesn't matter where they're from or what language they speak or what they've done in their past, they can become part of God's family. Now Paul, he started visiting churches. And back in those days, that meant lots and lots of walking. And his shoes probably got really muddy, just like mine. And one of the places that he visited was Galatia. And our letter, our reading today, was a letter that he wrote to the Galatian churches. And that's where our verse comes from that says, it doesn't matter who you are, you can become one in Christ. Thank you very much, prop people. Do you want to come put your props back on here? Thank you, prop people. So the book of Galatians tells us that we can, if we have faith in Jesus, we can become part of the family of God. We can become children of God. And that family is all around the world, which is pretty excellent. So we can be a bit like Saul sometimes. Not that I think any of you have put anyone in prison for being a Christian recently, but sometimes we do the wrong thing, don't we? Sometimes we say things that we don't mean. Sometimes we get angry for no reason. Maybe we don't obey the people that we should obey. Maybe we're unkind. But the truth is that no matter what you look like and no matter what you do, God loves you. And that's what it tells us in Galatians 3:28. We can, doesn't matter whether we're a Jew or a Gentile, a slave or free, male or female, we can all be one in Christ Jesus. We can all be part of Jesus' family. Now, in grade 2 and 3 at Stacks, we talked about this a little bit the other day, and we made a short video that we're going to show you now that tells us about being part of God's family.
I'm a boy.
I'm a girl.
I've got blonde hair.
I have brown hair.
I have freckles.
I don't have freckles.
I have earrings.
I don't.
I have braces.
I don't have braces.
I go for hog.
I go for bubbles.
I'm the eldest.
I'm the oldest.
And I'm the youngest.
Bye!
Good one, grade 2-3s. So we decided that even though we're all different and we all have different likes and dislikes and we all look different, we can all be part of God's family, even if we go for Collingwood or Essendon, who got thrashed yesterday. So If you're here today and you're part of God's family, be encouraged to follow the example of Paul. He took every chance he had to share the gospel, to talk about Jesus with those that he met. So who can you tell the good news to this week? And if you're not sure about God, that's okay. There are heaps of people here who have been transformed by Jesus and they'd love to tell you about it. So ask somebody who you know comes to this church. You could ask myself or Rachel or Peter or just the person that brought you here this morning.